The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Tom Hanks.
This is awful to say, but I don't find Tom Hanks really attractive, so I like my leading men to be attractive.
History's greatest discoveries.
Think of all the great ideas that have been mocked. Benjamin Button and electricity. When he got zapped by that Benjamin Franklin, when he got zapped by lightning, he was mocked. But now look at him. He's the grandfather of electricity.
Limp Bizkit.
I did it all for the Snooki. Come on, the Snooki. And I love that.
Here is Struds On.
Zach Hyman. You know, this guy, I really thought he was quite a player last year when he stuck up to Mike Smith or got into his kitchen. And then, you know, watch him, you know, every night this year has been, it's been something to see. And I really think he's a guy that, you know, a lot of players should watch. And I'm looking at Zach Kassian. I'm looking at Fogel. I'm looking at Yamamoto. And then really, quite frankly, anyone who plays on that fourth line. What he does so well is he's, you know, he's a pretty good skater. He gets where he needs to be. He's strong. But, man, does he get his body and his stick in the right position? And I'm looking from a defender point of view. You know, he's not a huge man, but when I see the way he uses his body to, you know, create leverage or to create like a little gap between him and the opposition or to kind of force his way into a spot where he has the advantage and is able to take a puck off of someone else, he does it, you know, so often. And it's really subtle. And unfortunately, it doesn't really show up in the standings or in the stats next to the goals and the assists. But it is such a valuable thing. And I'll tell you what, his teammates must love playing with him. Must absolutely love it. Because he just understands how to get that and to win those puck battles. And at the end of the day, you know, hockey boils down to little one-on-one competitions all over the place, right? It's for the face-off. And then where does that puck go? Who's the next two people to get it after that? You know, even a competition one-on-one at the forward and a D-man or a shooter on a goalie. Like everything's a one-on-one competition. And Zach Hyman understands that so well. And he just, he wins a lot of battles that he shouldn't win or really shouldn't be a battle. So it's a lot of fun to watch. And at some point, you know, here's a text coming in right now. When Dylan Holloway arrives, whether it's this year or next year or whatever, Dylan Holloway should be glued to this guy. Absolutely glued to him. Watching how he trains, watching how he plays, watching how the angle he takes in on D-men, because he'd be a really tough guy to play against. I think he'd just be, you know, again, not the biggest guy, not the strongest guy, but he just knows how to get, be annoying for defensemen, even in front of the net. You think of the goal he scored last night. I think it was, I want to say it was Gothisburg. He got body position on. You could see the reaction after. I think it was Gothisburg. And just throws his head up and you're like, oh my God. But he just got, he got a firm base, got a good, you know, good, ready for that puck to come in there. Then just taps it in and has to give it a little second tap. And Chiasson did it pretty well too. I don't know that Chiasson has the complete game that Hyman does, but it was, it's just, he is just annoying. And I really appreciate it as a guy who had to play against some defenders, some guys like that that were just really hard to handle.